present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Barry Took, and Tim Brooke Taylor in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four panelists to try and speak, if they can, on the subject I give them without hesitation, repetition, or deviating. And we'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. And Peter, the subject, an ideal one for you, striving for perfection. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, that's something that I've been doing most of my life, but I must confess I have never achieved it. I know you're all going to contradict me, but...
And Tim Brooke Taylor challenged?
No, we're not.
A bonus point to Tim Brooke Taylor, but as Peter wasn't properly deviating from the subject on the card, he continues with 50 seconds on striving for perfection, starting now.
I think it's something everybody should do instead of sitting back like many actors do on a plateau of mediocrity, instead of striving every day with each performance to improve it and hone it, polish it to a degree of perfection that the like of which has never been seen.
Tim Brooke Taylor challenge.
I hate to interrupt because it sounded so beautiful, but there was a lot of hesitation.
There was. Well, it was when the hesitation started. The beauty seemed to pall a little, I thought. So, Tim, you have a correct challenge, so you get a point for that, and you have 29 seconds. You take over the subject, striving for perfection, starting now.
Sadly, we will never reach perfection in one lifetime. It takes several to reach this state of perfection. So I would settle for the very good. I would like to be in this particular state in so many different fields of endeavor, as an actor, as a writer, as a mountaineer, or even as a television...
And Barry Took has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes.
I've got to accept that. I actually
it definitely
do.
Was.
Very good. Very good.
Well, you also know that there were five repetitions of as, which I think is going too far, a small word even. 12 seconds on striving for perfection, Barry, starting now.
I strive for perfection every morning. I simply look into the mirror and say, it's all happening, but not here. My days of striving to perfection are over.
When Ian Messiter blows his whistle, that tells us 60 seconds. Is
I beg your pardon.
That
outburst with Basil Brush.
People at home was Barry Took. We don't know what's the matter, but I think Kenneth Williams is working him again. They're sitting beside him. Barry was speaking as the whistle went, so he gains an extra point for doing so, and he has the lead at the end of that round, one ahead of Tim Brooke Taylor and Peter Jones, and Kenneth Williams begins the next round. Kenneth, the subject is fools. Will you tell us something about fools in the game, starting now?
Out of the mouths of babes and fools, and fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and few are aware of what comes before. Fools in Shakespeare are variously named. One that comes to mind is Feste, who cries out when, and I was but a little tiny boy, with hey-ho the wind and the rain, a foolish thing was but a toy. And what a responsive chord that strikes in all our breasts, does it not? I can see you, sir. He's gone quite white. Yes. Your early childhood. And how these wonderful poetic thoughts that possess us and cast our mind back to an era which was nothing to do with mechanics, nothing to do with industry.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition in every sense of the word of nothing. A note of asperity there. Is there acrimony there? I'll come over there and give you one.
Has there ever been anything...
A bunch of five.
I'll take your coat off.
Peter Jones. Peter, you had a correct challenge, and you have 9 seconds to take over the subject of fools, starting now.
There always has to be at least one in every community, every company of people. They're always...
Tim Brooke Taylor challenge.
It seems a silly one, but every.
Yes, every is not a silly one. No, that's not a little tiny word. Tim, you've got him with 3 seconds to go. Fools, starting now.
My first dramatic performance was as Feste, and I didn't understand...
So, Timbrook Taylor, speaking as the whistle went, then gained the extra point, and he has the lead at the end of that round. Barry Took, will you begin the next round? The subject is TV frights.
I get frightened every time I appear on television because my memory went some years ago. I find it a great difficulty to actually remember things that come so naturally to brilliant artists like Peter Jones, Timbrook Taylor, Kenneth Williams, not to mention Nicholas Parsons, who gets almost every name right. It's quite extraordinary, this amazing gift, this perfect sense of performance, timing, flourish, waving of the hands in the appropriate way. Consider the lilies, they cry, don't they? Many is the day we have
Timbrook
considered...
Timbrook Taylor, challenge you.
Hesitation.
Yes, I know. Is that rotten? It was a beautiful, dramatic pause, but it was hesitation.
And
I'm
I was
sorry,
making
Barry.
It up as I went along.
I didn't know. I wasn't sure whether he'd started or not, too. Did he have an...
Well, I didn't actually say now, but he went into such a magnificent flow, I couldn't interrupt him and pull him back for the now. So there are 27 seconds for TV frights with you, Tim, starting now.
My worst TV fright was a filming of The Goodies where I had to appear to be dragged along the ground by a little kitten. Now, this was done by means of a quick reaction from a camera going click, click, click very slowly as I moved in.
And Barry took his challenge.
Click, click, click is repetition, I would say.
Yes.
I have to say
awfully
that.
Good of you, Jim. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good, good.
You I couldn't very well argue that. I wanted to hear what happened.
Yes.
I'll go and then he'll get it back and then you'll hear.
No, he can tell us before he says what happened.
No, I've got, I might.
You don't have to worry about the rules now. What actually happened after that?
I might get it back again.
All right then. All right, you may never get it back. So there are 14 seconds with Barry on TV Fright starting now.
TV Fright.
Tim.
I just want to get it back. That was hesitation, I'd say.
It wasn't hesitation, but well tried. Give him a bonus point. He's a good player. And Barry keeps the subject. 13 seconds starting now.
Are you ready, Tim, as I talk about TV Frights? I'm about to go,
Tim Brotella has a chance.
Hesitation of a gentlemanly nature.
He actually said he was going to go and went so really he didn't hesitate, but all right, we give it to you, Tim, because that's what they all want. 9 seconds, TV Frights, starting now.
Inch by inch, I went forward the rest
of the... Peter Jones.
I think I'm the most stupid man.
Right, in
the
deviation of feet, was it?
Yes. It's just so exciting, this story. I just...
Peter Jones, you have it for 7 seconds. TV Fright, starting now.
Well, I suppose...
Timbrook Taylor, challenge.
I still want to tell you something.
Peter Jones has another point. There are 6.5 seconds. TV Fright, starting now.
The very worst things that can happen to anybody have already happened, so I know that there is nothing that could be more terrifying in store for me.
Peter Jones got the extra point. He's now in second place behind Tim Brooks-Taylor. Do you want to tell us the rest of the story, Tim, or are you going to keep us in suspense?
It might come in later.
Right.
If you bring up a subject that has something to do with TV Frights.
I'll do my best, but they were written out before the game started, actually.
Giant kittens would do. If you're being general in your topic.
I think he's being very clever, actually. He's keeping the audience and the viewers and listeners in a state of animated suspense.
Not many viewers, actually.
Yes, definitely, because once Just a Minute is on, everybody switches their television off. There are 60 seconds for mail order, Tim, starting now.
My mail order business takes place with an automobile association, but the different type of mail order is where you send away for a mail. Now, this can come in several different sizes. It can come in large, medium, and small. I'm talking, of course, about sweaters. These are for men of large caliber.
Men who...
Hesitation, he fell about laughing. Carry on talking.
It's the large caliber men, and he talks.
He's banging the chair now, having given up knocking the table.
I know, he's a very difficult panellist. He bangs a table, we stop him doing that, then he refuses to finish something when I ask him to, and now he bangs a chair.
Radio is great before it went stereo. Have you noticed? In the old days, you could bang a microphone, it was quite happy, but now it's in stereo, you can't bang.
I know. Sad. But the bang in stereo is far worse than in mono. Kenneth, we come to you at this moment, and there are 36 seconds. On
Mail order starting now.
The mail order of precedence has always determined the genealogical outcome of so many of the great families of England that it's almost bewildering when you look at the number of names come down to us historically through posterity, and there we see the son, scion, eldest member always given proper precedence. I'm right behind it because I think the eldest of the male line should take that precedence.
So Kenneth Williams got another point for the challenge and another point for speaking as the whistle went and is still in fourth place. But he is only one behind Barry Took, who's one behind Peter Jones, and Tim Brooke Taylor is still in the lead. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, the Victoria and Albert Museum. Will you tell us something about it in the game, starting now?
A joyous day was spent by myself in the V&A. I was delighted to see that astonishing reproduction of the Michelangelo Apollonian David. In all its noble proportions, beautifully lit, I might add. Very subtle lighting they've got in that place. Beautiful designer, he must have been. I stood gazing in wonder, my mouth literally agape. For I'd always imagined one would have to go not to the Victoria and Albert, but to Venice itself to see this wondrous piece of sculpture.
Peter Jones has challenged.
I thought it was in Florence.
You are a great fool. They've got another one there. They've got another one in Venice, you great fool. Haven't you ever seen it?
They have another one in Venice.
Reproductions of it all over Italy.
I know, but the one you were referring to, the original, was in Florence. So, Peter, you have a correct challenge, and you have 19 seconds. And I'm not going to be bluffed out of these things. You do very well, Kenneth.
Moaning and maundering on. Look at him.
Peter, 19 seconds. The Victoria and Albert Museum, starting now.
It's a wonderful place for an assignation. While you're awaiting the person...
Kenneth Williams...
This is a family show. We don't want a load of filth. Meeting assignations and filth going on. Don't want to hear these people have come alive. Come all the way from Great Portland, dear. Now come here. This kind of filth. Assignations. Do you want to hear this kind of rubbish?
No, I don't.
Certainly not. It's disgusting.
You came from Great Portland.
Yes. Very respectful.
That's the way your mind runs, that every assignation should be filthy.
What is a museum? A museum for seeing the great relics of the past, and he's talking about assignations?
It could be a beautiful...
Deviation of the worst kind.
It could be a beautiful and delicate assignation, and I'm sure it was in Peter Jones' case. Do you want to go somewhere, Barry? I must tell the listeners he has his hand up at this present moment. We haven't got much longer to go. The show will soon be over. Can you wait?
I've just gone deaf.
That is because he sits next to Kenneth Williams, for those of you who can't see.
Your mother said you always would, didn't she?
Sorry. Back to the game. There are 14 seconds. The Victoria and Albert Museum starting now.
Your date, Kenneth, might be something from the past.
Tim Brooke Taylor's challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, you see, when you get upset by Kenneth Williams like that,
you get in a state
and you cannot control. Right, Tim, you had a correct challenge. There are 11 seconds. The Victoria and Albert Museum starting now.
The largest and possibly the greatest museum in Europe was how it was described today. A friend of mine produces diaries for the Victoria and Albert.
And Barry Took has challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation is right.
He can't
right
even
in
say it. He can't. Well,
I know he can't say
well,
it.
Fair enough.
I must have a correct challenge. You have 2 seconds, very cleverly, Barry, with the Victoria and Albert Museum, starting now.
I love the Victoria and Albert Museum because it has a kind of...
So the score once again, Barry Took, an extra point, speaking as the whistle went. He's now equal with Peter Jones in second place, one behind Tim Brooke Taylor, and Kenneth Williams trails behind them. Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject is parking. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, it's what all the motorists in London seem to be trying to do. I think it would be great.
Kenneth Williams...
Deviation is a ludicrous statement. If all the motorists in London did it, the place would be quite impossible. It's ludicrous. It's a daft situation. I mean, it just can't happen. It's devious.
No, they're not...
not all.
Don't argue with me. I've just said it can't happen. Why did you invite me here at all? Why did you invite me here? That's what I want to know.
Why did you invite me?
Kenneth,
I ought to book Van Gogh to sit next to you.
Kenneth, I was agreeing with you. Don't listen.
I'm sorry.
As somebody I've heard say to me before now, you great nit.
I beg your pardon.
Wait, listen, you are correct. You have the subject. And there are 54 seconds on parking starting now.
It's something we have to find room for. Otherwise, of course, we shall give it the seams. Now, one of the best methods is to have the multi-story car park, because you can then get in and out with ease and not affect any of the pedestrians. I feel we don't give enough attention to those who are using their own 2 feet to get around, and how much better the world would be if we had a little more thought for those dear people.
Tim Brooke Taylor's chance.
Deviation.
Yes, you're now onto people on 2 feet and not parking.
Well, you can park 2 feet, you know.
Yes, but you hadn't established that. A very quick reply, but you hadn't established that in
like
the game.
The week's appeal to me.
Yes, it's... Say it again, Pete. It was a good line. But
I say it sounds like the week's appeal. And in any case...
A very weak appeal,
why
I think.
This, why this prejudice against one-legged people? I would have thought deserved more consideration rather than less.
Yes, Tim, I still agree with your challenge, and you have the subject of parking. 25 seconds left, starting now.
Parking is a thing that suffers greatly from people who are anxious to keep London free of traffic. Now, I think if the way to go about it must be to have fines much larger than they are at present. It is worth parking on a yellow line because you know that you will not be given a great big penalty. It must be increased to a great amount so people don't come into London and think they
Peter
can get
Jones
it. I'm sorry, this
challenge.
Is the next week's good cause.
Repetition of people.
Yes, and great, yes.
Excellent.
Peter, you got in with 4 seconds to go. No, 3 seconds to go on parking.
Make it two. Make London into a vast pedestrian precinct. That's the answer.
Barry came in just before the whistle.
I can't see the connection between a pedestrian precinct and the act of parking.
Yes, because then the cars won't be allowed in here, and they'll have to park outside.
What a good idea, Peter. I withdraw my challenge.
Right. So, Peter, you have the subject still with 30 seconds parking starting now.
Put the car.
And Tim Charles. Well, at the end of that round, Peter Jones gets an extra point as the whistle goes, and he's now one ahead of Tim Brooke Taylor. Barry Cryer is just behind. And
no, Kim he isn't.
Why do you keep calling him Barry Cryer? Everyone knows it's Barry Took. I mean, it's terrible, isn't it? How do you
think? Barry Cryer's been on the show so often, and Barry Took, I'm very sorry. Mr. Took is one of our finest script writers and presenters on television. He's also a journalist. He writes reviews. Barry Took is a marvellous man. Barry Took has been on Just a Minute and done so well. Barry Took is the name. Barry Took. T-double-O-K.
What's wrong with Barry Cryer?
And I must say, I think it was very good of Gregory Parsons to give you that.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes. As somebody said to me in the street, that they say, "Oh, I recognise you, Nicholson Parkinson."
I'd like to put in a word for Barry Cryer, who I think is very good as well.
Yes, but he's not with us today, and I keep bringing his disembodied presence
forward. So the hell with him.
Don't keep hanging it out. Get on with it, for goodness sake. Get on with it.
I hope you've all taken that to heart as Barry Took begins the next round. Barry, the subject is staying up all night, 60 seconds, starting now.
I like staying up all night to read letters like the one I have in my hand. It comes from Japan, and I will read it to you in its entirety. It says, "Dear Sir, I am reading with an English teacher the Boner Book of Julian and Sandy, mainly for the purposes of picking up slangs and very colloquial expressions. The book was, as you know, highly praised in the..."
Tim Brooke Taylor has challenged.
Tim Brooke... Try her if you don't. There was hesitation. I want to hear the rest of it, so can I have a point and let him go on, please?
No, you can't. You'll take over the subject.
29 seconds. 39 seconds, yes. I have to read backwards. I can't afford a watch that goes backwards here. I have to subtract.
I can't afford a chairman either. I
Well, that goes without saying. So, Tim, you have the subject, staying up all night. 39 seconds, starting now. Barry, let's come back. Barry, what was your challenge?
Disgusting hesitation there, I thought.
No.
But of a gentlemanly kind.
Yes, of a... Barry, you have the subject back, and our 37 seconds, staying up all night, starting now.
Well, I enjoy staying up all night, reading letters like this one from Ichigoro Uchida, who comes from Tokyo, who says... The Boner Book of Julian and Sandy was, as you know...
Tim Brooke Taylor, child.
Repetition.
Yes, he's repeated all that in the last time.
I'm just re-establishing it, Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't re-establish without repeating yourself unless you use different words. I'm sorry, Barry Took. So there are 28 seconds for Tim Brooke Taylor to take over staying up all night, starting now. Barry Took has challenged.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Right, Barry Took, you have the subject, and Barry Took, you have 27 seconds. Then on the subject of staying up all night, Barry Took, you begin now.
I stay up all night reading. My English teacher is well trained in the job and quite able in every way as a language teacher. Yet he still has some difficulty handling the queer and funny languages brimming over the pages. I should be more than happy if you would kindly answer the following questions and let me know what they mean in plainer language. 1. Naff is it? Page 25. 2. He's got the Polari off, hasn't he? 3. But did you manage to drag yourself up on deck? Page 27. I am sorry, but I can't see what Mr. Horn meant. Sincerely yours, Ichigoro Uchida, Hoyohaha, Tokyo.
I can
ever
say
get a Japanese repeat.
That is the most.
That is a genuine letter from Japan, you know. That is genuine. That is genuine. And what he's talking about, drag yourself up, you know, that was about Jules and Sam when they fell in the water.
Right.
And they said, we were swept overboard, Miss Drawn, swept overboard, Miss Drawn. And he said, did you manage to drag yourself up on deck? And they said, no, we wore casuals. That was it. That was what he came
from. All I could say.
Yes.
Did you manage to drag yourself up on deck? It was, without doubt, the most devious, repetitious
way
of keeping going in just a minute.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I've just said it was still, however interesting, the most devious and repetitious way of keeping going in just a minute. But you all want him to do it, and so Barry Took at the end of that round is in second place with Peter Jones, one behind our leader, Tim Brooke Taylor. And the next person to begin is Tim Brooke Taylor. The subject, a piece of cake. Will you tell us something about that in the game, Tim, starting now?
Billy Bunter is my favourite fictional character. He would say things like, I never touched your cake in any way, I only touched one piece. He would also...
Peter Jones, a chance.
A repetition of touched.
Right, very Peter. Reasonable. There are 51 seconds. A piece of cake starting now.
What can be more nourishing and pleasant and comforting than a slice of fruit cake full of sultanas and raisins, almonds and currants, made with real eggs, a little wholemeal flour, real butter...
And real, Barry,
repetition of the word real.
Yes, well done, Barry Took. You have 35 seconds
really
on a
hungry.
Piece of cake, starting now.
I would like to tell the world that today celebrates the 100th birthday of Mr. Ujaji Obobo, who invented the triangular crumpet.
Peter Jones.
I never knew that. I never knew that.
Peter Jones.
Oh, yes.
I don't think Mr. Ujaji Obobo knew it either. Peter, what was your challenge?
Repetition of bow.
A bonus point for a good challenge to Peter Jones. We leave the subject with Barry Took as he keeps going on his flights of fantasy in A Piece of Cake, starting now.
A piece of cake, indeed it was for this humble man, who from little more than a tiny shack in the middle of nowhere,
Tim Brooke Taylor has
challenged. Hesitation.
Yes, I agree, Tim. There are 18 seconds left, starting now.
I want the piece with the smarty on top, was my perennial cry. I never got it. I always got the one that never had it. Now, those of you who are wondering what I'm talking about, I will tell you. This was a birthday in 19...
Barry Tooker's challenge.
You hesitated on the year, Tim.
Yes, I'm afraid you did, Tim. 4 seconds for Barry Tooker's challenge. Take the game with a piece of cake, starting now.
The piece of cake to which I was referring earlier was a wonderful evocation of the culinary art.
Well, a riotous and hilarious contest. No? All right. The end of the show, Kenneth Williams giving his usual good value, alas, only finished in fourth place. It was very even between the other three. Tim Brooke Taylor and Peter Jones were equal and were better to be, and they were 2 points behind this week's winner, who, before I announce his name, may I say that I've just had a telephone message from Barry Crowe to say, will you please congratulate Barry Took on being a worthy winner? We hope you've enjoyed the game, the contest, the fun, the frivolity, and everything else that goes together to make up Just a Minute, and want to tune in again same time next week when we take to the air and we play this incredible game. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.